This blog episode will be the question and answers of 2015. My girlfriend Silver and I were answering questions from the past year and one question towards the next year, and recorded this a couple of days ago. And yeah, please enjoy. See you in 2016.
Next station.
Question number one. What do you think, have I lost or gained weight in the last year?
Gained weight slightly. Do we test this? Are you going to jump on a scale and test this right now?
No, it's just what you think, and then I will say what I think.
And so, who says the truth?
I know the truth.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, I think you have lost weight over the last year.
But that's because I just sent you a before and after picture.
Do you think my hair is longer or shorter than last year?
Right now?
Yes.
You mean like exactly 1 year ago?
No, like over the last year. Has it been in average been longer in 2015 than in 2014?
On average, wow. Yeah, it's been longer this year, I think. I think it goes like you really stretch it and you don't cut it at all until you can't stand anymore, and then you cut it, and then I don't like you anymore until it grows back.
Okay. Yeah, your hair always gets longer. You never cut it.
I did. I cut some of it. Lol, you're wrong. Yeah, it's actually shorter this year, I think. Oh, I'm not supposed to say the truth.
Not yet, but okay. Okay, we can discuss it. No, we can discuss it. Let's do it like this. Ew. That we first say what we think of each other, and then we say what we know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yes, okay. And I think my hair is periodically changing.
Do you seriously write questions about your hair every year?
Answers, yes. I found a friend of mine did this like a couple years back, like, I don't know, 20 questions.
Okay.
Just every year, it's like what? Read up, okay. Remember the year. Cool. I've doing this also like since a couple of years.
Okay, but since isn't like a guy's hair like the same all the time?
Yeah, maybe. But if I decide now like to have a short hair next year, like a 3 millimeter like machine cut.
Okay. Yeah. I see. Oh, and you should count a beard.
Okay, yeah. If since the beard is there this year and it wasn't there last year.
Yeah. But longer. Honestly, overall, your hair is longer. Australian surfer boy selfie with the sea.
I was in Australia this year, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's go to the next question. Do you think I'm short-sighted or far-sighted? Short-sighted or far-sighted in 2015?
Like the same?
Same. Okay.
So, yeah. Undo?
I think you have been you got your eyes lasered this year, so
yeah.
Actually you're neither short nor far-sighted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think personality wise you are more far-sighted.
I'm far-sighted. Really? Is it good or bad? No, is that supposed to be good, right?
I think so.
Yeah, right. I'm not far-sighted at all. Okay.
Okay.
Are you far-sighted?
I think my vision hasn't changed, but I've remained the same, neither short nor far-sighted. But if I have to choose, probably rather far-sighted, thinking ahead.
Okay.
Do you think I have more or less money than last year?
Yes, more money. I mean, obviously everybody has more money. If you have less money than last year, then what have you been doing, like, unemployed the entire year and spending all your money? It's just how much more money you've saved this year as compared to how much more money you've saved last year. Right?
Yeah.
So.
I think you basically stayed the same.
So is this question about how much more money you've saved or how much less money you've saved?
I think it's more in terms of income. Like if you have more income, then you have more money like to spend, right? If you're like a student, then you have less money income, right?
Been working, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for me, it hasn't much changed. I didn't get like a super big salary increase.
A super big bonus or anything. Nine. Okay. Nine.
Yeah, so yeah, I...
Oh, and you didn't get a super big salary increase. But actually, he got a salary increase, but he's like, no, it wasn't super big. It was just like, you know, it wasn't super big salary increase, but it was more. But, you know, I'm just going to be like, it wasn't super big.
It was just inflation adjustment.
Yeah. Then how about everybody who didn't get inflation adjustment?
No, this everybody.
Nobody gave me
everybody
inflation.
Everybody get this. Oh yeah, you didn't get it because
you're
self-employed.
So should I give myself an inflation adjustment from now on?
Well, you
like,
can.
Tell
you,
everybody, guys, this is inflation adjustment.
Yeah, you charge like $5 more for whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. So.
Okay.
So what is? Do you have more or less money? Yeah, you already said this. Okay.
Yeah.
I stayed the same basically.
You mean you? Whatever you save, stay the same. Is it possible? Couldn't be.
No. Of course, like I saved. Basically, I saved the same amount as last year.
Oh, okay.
This,
really?
Yeah, I guess so. But my income didn't change, as I just said.
You what?
My income didn't change significantly.
Oh, my income didn't change significantly. So it changed, lah.
The next question is about. Have you moved more or less, like exercised more or less, since I know my girlfriend? She has probably exercised as little as last year. But I can remember that you went to some, didn't you go to some Zumba class once?
Yeah, like for what? And like I went to Zumba for an hour and then I couldn't move for 5 days. It's broken. Totally broken. Yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
I feel like you swam, but then the swimming stopped, and then you've gone to the gym today. I'm not sure if it's a New Year's resolution, but yeah, he's gone once. So maybe if the aircon and the gym goes back on, he'll go back, but you never know. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think I probably moved more. But not much. And what you just mentioned is that I did some exercise every day. I went swimming every day before work for like 2 weeks or
two weeks. Yeah.
But it's then nice. All my travel came into place and I never had really any consistency in like doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. I just stopped moving altogether.
But good that you still lost some weight then.
Yeah, because I was sick. Like, really sick.
What was the most dangerous adventure we did this year, or you did, each of us did? I don't know. For you, probably not dangerous, but probably most exciting, spending 6 weeks with me in Germany, probably. But not sure if you consider this dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I know that we went to, it was kind of dangerous in the end, but we didn't plan this, was when we went to India and you got really sick. So this was
almost died, guys. Don't go to India.
This was really
dangerous. Delhi stomach.
Yeah, but we survived. You survived.
Yeah, you survived the smell of the puke.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, really? I should puke on you, then you understand how it smells. But probably the most dangerous thing I did this year was crawling under the fence of that amusement park in Berlin. Yeah, that was fucking dangerous. Seriously.
You got caught.
Yeah, and the dog like ran like 20 meters at me barking really loudly. So I don't know. It's worth it though.
Good.
I think. I mean, I'm kind of old for this shit. Yeah.
What do you think was my most dangerous adventure?
Walking through the park with the guys doing drugs and it being dark. But probably wasn't dangerous for you because you're a man.
Which park?
In LA? Or where was it?
Oh, you mean in Vancouver?
In Vancouver, yeah. Scary.
Yeah, wasn't really dangerous, I think. It was just uncomfortable.
We're too nerdy to do dangerous stuff.
Yeah, I think so too. I couldn't think of anything, honestly.
I mean, I only went to the amusement park because somebody else did. I just followed, you know?
Okay, next question is, what was the most expensive purchase of 2015?
Oh, I can tell all Daniel's purchases. I mean, Daniel bought a new laptop, an Apple TV, and what else did you buy?
So you think those are the two most expensive purchases of this year?
I mean, do you buy a house or something?
No.
Then?
Yeah, okay, so
I mean, other than flight tickets, that's not stuff, right?
Yeah, but I barely paid for the flight tickets myself.
Oh, you didn't even pay for the flight tickets, amazing.
Yeah, so you're right with the MacBook was probably the most expensive purchase. Also bought a lot of expensive pieces of clothing and accessories.
Yeah. Like shoes?
Not the shoes, but I bought a pretty expensive bag. I bought a pretty expensive present for my mom.
Oh yeah, oh my god. Oh my god, present.
But the single most expensive purchase was probably my MacBook.
Yeah, but it's a MacBook. I mean, what can you...
Yeah, I only do this every 5 years, though.
Yeah. I only buy shoes every 5 years.
Yeah, for you? I think...
I got a free MacBook because he didn't want his old one, which was still newer than my old one, which is like almost 10 years old by now, I think. Yeah. And the screens just started flickering, so now I get his old MacBook. Because actually, I was going to buy a new MacBook, and then I was like, Daniel, can you help me choose a new MacBook? And then he was like, okay, I'm going to buy a new MacBook after researching what was supposed to be my new MacBook. But then I noticed he bought a new MacBook, and then I was like, why don't I just take his old MacBook, like permanently borrow it? It has really worked out.
Yeah, it worked out for you.
Yeah, for
me. But I think if we're talking about expensive stuff, probably your LASIK was very expensive.
Oh yeah, fuck, LASIK was damn expensive.
And
plus I got sick from the LASIK, so I had to pay for that too.
True.
Oh yeah,
and braces. Then probably
braces, maybe.
I'm not sure braces. I don't know how much you paid for braces, but
braces are $5,000 plus.
In total, yeah, over like 3 years.
Two and a half.
Okay, but still. But then makeup. But I can't really. I lost track of how much you sold and how much you've bought back and how much you discarded, so I'll probably say your LASIK was most expensive for you.
How much do you think I spent on makeup? I probably won't admit the answer but publicly, but I would like to ask him how much he thinks of my collection is currently worth.
Your collection is currently worth probably $800.
No. It's not that bad. I mean, I'm bad, but I'm not that bad. Okay.
Your entire collection of makeup?
Yeah, the entire collection, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it might change in the next couple of days, but as of right now, it's not $800.
Okay.
I think. Oh, shit.
Let's just move on from money to something more delicious. So we came to the question of what's the most delicious food we have eaten. I must say, first of all, in Singapore, you can buy any kind of food from wherever you think you want it. Cheaply.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to say what is the most delicious food of the year.
Buy even more exotic things, like there's a German supermarket. Everything just comes at a premium. If you're rich, can eat anything you want.
Yeah, probably that's true almost everywhere in like Western countries anyway. Yeah, you can, maybe. But here, especially the Asian food and variations of the food are very
cheap. But Asian food is generally pretty cheap.
Yeah, but go to an Asian restaurant in Germany. Remember when we went? Did we go this year? Yeah, we went this year, right?
But then that's not Asia anymore, so it's like cheese.
Germanized Asia.
It's like trying to buy cheese here. The cheese had to fly like, 15 hours over here? So obviously it's like 2 or 3 times the price. So Asian food, you had to fly it like 15 hours over there. So obviously it also becomes 2 or 3 times the price.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So like if you want to eat like sausages and Leberwurst in Deutschland, then it's going to be cheap. But if you want real German sausages and Libreverse doesn't really exist here because nobody's interested except me, apparently. I'm pretty sure I gained like 5 kg after eating 1 kg of Libreverse.
Oh yeah, I should have chosen this because you just basically like opened a package, took one breath, and then it was gone.
It disappeared.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not true. I mean, nobody can eat like 0.5 kg of Libreverse at once, but maybe over 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Pretty good. Probably shouldn't do that again because again.
So yeah, my verdict is there's nothing really. I would say that's the most delicious food I've eaten this year because there's just so much different food I've eaten. I can't say.
Cheating, you have to say.
So we're stuck with our verdict, and then our battery died. So I was saying that there's so much delicious food here, and
yeah, stop cheating. And look at your Instagram again, like you did in 2013.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. I can look at my Instagram stream right now.
Yeah, and choose your food that you want to say is delicious.
Okay, let's you say yours and I look at my Instagram stream.
Maybe I can look at your Instagram as well since I ate some of the ones on Instagram.
Okay.
Wow, okay, there's a lot of food on his Instagram.
Yeah.
And it all looks pretty good.
It's true. I don't know.
Okay, I'm quite a fan of the squid ink, what do you call it? The rice thing?
You eat in Prague?
That we had in Prague, yeah. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, squid ink risotto.
Risotto, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad. All the ice cream and, was it in Munich? That was pretty good too. Oh, this ice cream was good.
Yeah, the Munich ice cream. Yeah,
best ice cream in Munich store. Yeah. That was pretty good.
True, that was nice. I know, there's so much food here.
Wow, there's a lot of food.
Yeah, I just link my Instagram stream and you guys can decide what looks most delicious. I know that's cheating, but let's move on to the next question.
Why don't you just pick something?
I don't know, it's nothing.
You picked Awfully Chocolate that year. You can pick Awfully Chocolate again if you want. But, you know.
No, but, okay, I just looked at something. When I was in Australia, I had some nice bread and some spreads. This was very, very delicious. It was like some beetroot spread, some egg salad spread, and some hummus spread. So this was very delicious.
I can make you beetroot, hummus, and egg salad spread.
Okay, you do next year.
And I used to like this restaurant called, what is that place? Patty Hills?
Patty Hills.
Patty Hills, next to his place, is like the most fucking expensive restaurant. But the food is pretty good and the plating is pretty good. I went completely insane about the truffle fries and the peanut butter milk. The chocolate and peanut butter
That's the milkshake. That's.
There was chocolate in it, right?
Peanut butter, chocolate, vanilla ice cream, and marshmallows.
Yeah, and I ordered a $15 chocolate milkshake and I drank like maybe 10% of it because I couldn't finish the whole thing.
That's like 2 meals.
Yeah. And then it wouldn't let me bring it home. What did I bring it home?
I thought you did.
I didn't bring it home. I brought it home, but I still couldn't finish it. So it was like a $15 milkshake. I just feel I'm not a food person.
Even though...
I mean, just Libreverse. Just Libreverse. Yeah. Not in general.
All right. Coming from food to what's the most amazing book we have read this year. For you, I have no idea.
Are you sure you read Game of Thrones in 2013? The way to the end?
No. Like, I read the first book in 2013.
Oh, you read the first book. Yeah, but you're like, that's the best book ever.
No, yeah, this, I don't know. This was the only thing I read.
Normal people like read the entire series before they decide which one's the best book. Okay.
Yeah, so for you, what have you read this year? I have no idea. I don't know. I really don't know. Have you read anything?
I finished the entire series of Animals in like maybe 1.5 weeks.
But was this the most amazing book of the year? Was it the only book? Then yes.
The entire series of Animals is like 50 books.
Okay.
I mean, they're not huge books. They're about the size of Daniel's finger, because Daniel's finger and my finger is different sizes. are different sizes, but yeah.
Okay, what do you think of me?
Did you read anything this year? Or just watch like tons of television serials? I mean, you have a Kindle, but that doesn't mean you read. It means you pretend to read.
I don't know.
It's like having a gym membership.
So you don't know what you think what my most amazing book of the year was? Yeah, so I must agree. I have not really read much this year. Yeah. Not like book-wise. I've read some stuff, like papers for work and stuff, but not really.
Yeah, that's book. Not a book.
Yeah, not a
papers
book.
Papers for work. I read shit for my work, too.
I bought books, though. I bought a book about punctuation.
Are you shitting me?
I also read it, but only like 70% so far, so I haven't finished it.
Yeah, just like
and
Game
I
of Thrones.
And I bought a book about programming design patterns, so it's somehow work related, but also fun. So yeah, this is it for this year. Computer. But nothing really amazing.
Computer museum fanatic.
The next question is, what is after books? Is what is the best film of the year? And let's limit it to
Victoria.
Film in
that's it.
In theaters.
Victoria.
Okay, you think?
That oh, you think Star Wars was the best? Is it?
So what do you think? What my best film is?
I don't know. Star Wars or Victoria? Okay, it can't be Victoria since you didn't react when I shouted Victoria. So.
Okay, yes, this is exactly the two movies I would say. Star Wars, because it's just
Star Wars.
And the hype
yeah,
train
really
was just like...
I really enjoyed watching all the like car commercials about Star Wars in the USA.
No, Star Wars
all
hype
the racks
is just
of
ridiculous.
Star Wars.
It still is going on. Like,
you
can
buy... Yeah, and you participated, you watched Star Wars in the USA without me.
Yeah, we're going to watch
yeah,
it again.
Amazing. You know, who wants to watch with you? You've already watched it.
I'm going to watch it again.
I'm going to watch it. You can watch it alone then.
No.
No.
And yes, Victoria also, it's the most emotionally...
Yeah. Victoria was riveting.
Even though I did not really have the big expectation, I just...
Oh.
Yeah, okay, so you took the spoilers away. So I think your film of the year is Victoria.
Okay.
Is it true?
Yeah, but I think that's only because I've only watched like one or two. I really haven't watched that many films this year. Or any year for that matter.
From movies, we come to TV episodes.
I hate TV.
So, okay, apparently you hate TV, so I wouldn't know, because apparently you're not watching any TV shows. At least not that I know of. You probably don't have one. So, what do you think was my best TV episode or show of the year?
That thing that you keep watching with Jordan, is it Game of Thrones?
Yeah, we watch Game of Thrones, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So there's a couple of Game of Thrones always on top of every year, yeah, basically. Then pretty yeah. recently there was Doctor Who just ended, and very emotional episode where Jenna Coleman's character died. And
we always watch How We Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Mother at his house. Like continual repeats of episodes like all the fucking time.
Yeah, Netflix helps. Yeah, How I Met Your Mother always, but it's nothing that is new. It is new.
Yeah.
So that is already
but
been
But I keep watching
years.
It, so
because it's
it
funny. It's like Friends. It's
yeah,
something
funny,
something
I
timeless.
I guess.
And also How to Get Away with Murder was really good and very nerve-wracking at some point. That's it for this year. And since Downton Abbey ended this year, very sad.
Do you understand how much TV he watches now? That's why he doesn't read books. He just watches TV.
Yeah, I just
he's like killing me for watching, 30 seconds of Kylie Jenner. I mean, it's not like I don't pay for Netflix, so there's no way I could actually watch any of like the episodes.
Yeah.
Can't find him on YouTube anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this show, that show, that show, that show. And by the way, I don't read books.
Yeah, but this is my entertainment. I like this.
Okay, it's entertainment.
Okay, first was movies, then TV shows, now another form of entertainment. What's the best CD? But I think CDs are, we don't really have CDs anymore, so let's just say like albums or single songs, what we've liked over the year. I think you, what did you listen to a lot and what do you like? I don't know. We don't listen to music together usually, yeah. Except in the radio. But then radio, I'm not sure if you like this really, it's just pop songs. Okay, maybe you go first.
I thought Crow was pretty good, but I also like One Direction, so you might not want to listen to my opinion. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what do you think? The problem, yeah, what do you think what I like this year?
I don't know, we don't really talk about music.
Yeah, music is very... Also, I love listen to a lot of, like, German artists and different artists than you do.
Yeah.
So, I listen to a lot of rap, basically Crow, Alligator, they're two German artists. Not too much American rap, though.
Yeah, don't lie, you also listen Taylor Swift. You keep sending me pop songs as well.
Taylor Swift is alright.
I listen to German artists and lots of rap. We don't listen to the same artists.
That's not what I said.
Exactly what you said. You were like, oh, I listen to lots of German artists.
I also love... Yeah, but then again...
German rappers. I'm so hipster. But actually, he just listens to Taylor Swift, like, you know, normal...
No.
Normcore people do, like us. No, why?
Yeah,
why?
Of course.
You wanted to go to the Taylor Swift concert.
I listen to pop as well, of course. This is probably my main form of music I listen to right now. I don't know, either I get too old or pop is just getting better. Maybe it's a little bit of both. But yeah, nothing specific. There's some cool remixes of songs. There's like L.E.J. It's like a...
Nice to listen to Pentatonix and... group of hot girls. I don't know why.
L.E.J.
No, not L.E.J. The YouTube that those three girls that keep making remixes.
Yeah? Which ones?
The ones that sang, I don't know, that medley?
Yeah, it's L.E.J.
That's L.E.J.
L.E.J.
L.E.J. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
he likes them.
Yeah, they are cool. I really like them. Yeah, that's true.
He likes the guys who keep shaking their instruments on YouTube as well. The kitchen instruments guys.
Oh yeah, Solala. Swedish Fisherman. The album is called Solala. They're called Swedish Fisherman. Yeah, they are really nice.
Yeah.
True. They're actually one. When I looked through my Spotify today or yesterday, they're one of my top played.
See, I know you better than you know yourself. Oh, I listen to all German artists.
I did not say
kind
that.
English expression and rappers.
I did not say
yeah,
this. You guys,
okay.
No, I didn't. Ich bin
Deutsch. Here, no Deutsche Musik. Okay.
Yeah. And something that etched into our minds this year was probably Helene Fischer's Atemlos durch die Nacht, because we had to perform, or we performed it at a friend's wedding this year. Mm-hmm. So this is probably etched in. Yeah, not sure if we like it this.
He told me that my pronunciation of the words would ruin the entire song. So my life was ruined forever. I just stopped singing.
No, you were singing, you were holding up signs.
Yeah, nobody gave a shit about my pronunciation. There were like 20 people singing. He was like, your voice is going to ruin everything. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, and related to the best CD or song or album of the year. You say One Direction? Okay, but...
Okay, no, I'm just kidding.
The next question on the list is, what's the best concert? And I must say, I didn't go to any concert, and you also didn't, so...
Yeah, he wanted to go to Taylor Swift, but I was too cheap. Sorry, guys. Oh, you wanted to go to Muse as well. But you've gone to one. Come on, okay.
Yeah,
you didn't get to go, sorry.
Okay, what did we spend the most time with this year? I think you spent a lot of time, of course, working. But then also... thinking about makeup and being sick. You were a lot of sick this year.
Yeah, I was really sick this year.
Yeah, so I think this is what you spent the most time.
Yeah, he still wants me to go to India again next year. Crazy. Yeah, you go yourself. see if you get sick. What are you saying?
What do you think? What I spend my most time
with? Watching TV shows.
Okay. Yeah, this is probably true. Of course, almost things except working. I also traveled a lot, so this was, if like the whole thing of like being not at home, like the whole traveling, then I spent probably a good like 2 months of the year probably being abroad. And also I spent a lot
more
of time.
More than 2 months.
I spent a lot of time. Oh yeah, we spent 6 weeks already together away, so probably like 3 or 4 months then rather. But then also I spent a lot of time with you.
Do we?
Yes.
But when?
Now.
Now?
Right now.
We're spending a lot of time together right now.
Okay, the next question is...
Can't.
What Who's have you done on the first time in 2015? Okay. Let me think what you have done for the first time in 2015. I think you... You went to Austria for the first time. This is a very cheap one, but this is one I can pretty confidently say that is true.
Yeah, we went to like a bunch of places for the first time as well.
Or you went to Prague as well,
and
so
Liechtenstein.
Yeah, so this is something I say. What would you be saying that you have done for the first time? What's most important to you that you have done in 2015 for the first time?
I don't know. Eat Leberwurst.
Didn't you last year when we were in Germany?
No. I didn't see it on the shelf, and probably if you had seen it, you wouldn't have allowed me to buy it. Yeah, I went grocery shopping alone, so I bought everything that I wanted to eat, which unfortunately was a lot of things. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think what I have done for the first time this year?
Gone to 3 computer science museums in the span of like a week.
True. Okay. I would add to this that I went to Australia, and there I...
For the first time?
Yes.
Oh God,
first time for Australia. And also I drove there, so meaning I drove on the, for me, wrong side of the road. So yeah, this is the first.
Okay.
But I didn't crash, I didn't do anything wrong, so I survived. I saw kangaroos, I patted a kangaroo.
Pandas in China.
I didn't pet them.
Okay, fine.
After something we have done for the first time in 2015, now comes what we have done again after a while in 2015. And...
He went to the USA.
Okay, yeah, this is true. I went to the US. So this is... I was last there in 2011, so 4 years ago. And yeah, so... This is what I have done. Probably the most significant thing.
Mm.
And what have you done?
Well, every year I just like buy as many 2 euro cheeses as I can possibly buy. And I try and eat all of them at once.
So this is like a reoccurring thing that after a while you have done again?
Well, this time I didn't have to hurry because we weren't like in Paris for a short time. No, we weren't in like France for a short time. So this time I just bought cheese as often as I wanted and ate all of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question is, there are 3 things we could have gone without in 2015. You have anything?
I don't understand the question.
3 things you could have basically not have done or not have happened to you.
Okay, I could have not had a fucking gum disease. Could not have had shitty ass recovery from LASIK. And
could not have had
fucking
food poisoning
from Indian food.
Okay, yeah, so all
could
like...
way fucking have done without all of those things.
So all things are basically...
fucked up in life.
Sicknesses.
Yeah.
You could have gone without. Yeah, since I wasn't really sick this year.
Yeah, he was sick, and then he passed it on to me.
Yeah, I had a slightly cold for like 5 days, and you had it like for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was so fucking sick. It was like a Chinese disease that he passed on to me. Chinese flu. It's amazing, really.
Yeah.
Like a sick person going to pick me up from the airport, getting really sick, and then just completely being out of action.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Next time if you're like sick, I'm just gonna fuck off and not be kind and
okay, that's good.
Loyal and go look for you and hang out with you.
Yeah, that's alright.
Yeah. It's for my health.
Yeah, for me.
And sanity.
Three things I could have done without are, I have no idea. I think I'm grateful for all the things that happened this year. Oh yeah, three things I could have gone without is that, like going to the police and having policemen in my living room on a public holiday in the morning and then having to go to the police and the next day again.
Yeah, and the blood.
Yeah, and having to give blood for DNA testing, even though DNA testing could easily be done by like just giving some saliva or something. So it's not necessary.
Yeah, so, ridiculous. I'm going to complain to the police.
Yeah, but this is apparently how it's done here in Singapore. But yeah, I didn't get anything charged me, so because I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Stupid bitch.
Yeah, but those are my three things. They're all related somehow. Nice. Then we continue on to the nicest present I have given to someone.
Oh, what do I mean? Like the nicest present you've gotten. Oh, Daniel, so what is the nicest present you've given to someone? May I ask?
Yeah. So,
would you like me to change the question?
No, the question is there. It needs to be answered. I have given very little presents this year. So they're all pretty nice, I guess. I have given
I'm choking over here, guys.
An expensive wallet to my mom.
Oh yeah, that was really nice.
I think that was a nice
I present. Picked it.
Yeah, you picked it, I know.
So okay, I guess you paid for it, some of it, so.
Yeah. Then I tried to give something usable and also something nice.
He gave Jazine like a snow white decoration for her laptop, which was really cool.
But I already gave it to her like 4 years ago.
Okay. I mean, it's not like you're bad at buying presents, apparently.
No, you're just bad at getting presents.
Oh, I'm bad at receiving presents. Would you give a meow to Jazine?
No.
Then? Why are you giving it to me?
So basically, I gave you for your birthday, I gave you a tote bag with the word meow on
in
it.
In pink?
No.
Not it's not pink. Okay.
No,
fine.
The bag is normal, like
the
linen
nose
colors.
Is pink. The nose is
the
pink.
The nose is pink, but everything else is black and it spells meow.
Yeah, in cartoon characters.
In cartoon font. With the
I'm a graphic designer, you know,
hairs.
Guys.
What? Yeah, the cat hairs.
With three whiskers. And a pink nose. And mind you, in what the equivalent of Comic Sans font.
Yeah.
On the bag.
Maybe.
And it's not even like small font, it's like massive, it's covering like maybe one third of the bag. So.
Yeah, so we'll take a picture and put it in the article.
Guys.
I thought it was very nice, but apparently
he was 100% convinced.
Yes, I was
100%
convinced.
It was like the best gift, the most appropriate gift ever, and I would carry this bag that said meow with three cat whiskers around. Someone doesn't know me at all.
Yeah. So what is the present you have given someone?
In Comic Sans cartoon font. Oh, what's the best present I've given someone?
Yeah.
What did I give you for your birthday? I can't even remember.
I can remember. Was it the best present? Probably not. I know what you did. You didn't complain. You gave me a complaint-free day in Prague.
Oh, yeah.
If this is your birthday present.
Did I give you anything else?
Yes,
I mean,
did.
Other than
we're down to the last four questions. This question is, what was the biggest disappointment of 2015. You have any disappointments? Your present, I guess. I was probably the biggest disappointment in not giving you the right present.
Yeah, but when you... But I would rather not have any presents because a present is like free, right? But the worst... What's worse than not getting any presents is getting a present you don't want, because then you have to like keep it and give it space in your home even though like you don't want it. So I'd rather not have any presents at all. Yeah.
Yeah. So what was your biggest disappointment?
I don't know.
Were you disappointed in anything?
Maybe
anyone?
Myself? Yeah, that's about it.
But in what sense?
Could have done better and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's very hard because it's quite hard to disappoint me,
I guess. Disappointed at the ending of Hunger Games movie.
Yeah, but this is very not noteworthy.
It's not the biggest disappointment.
No.
Oh, you didn't have any. You said you have no disappointments. You were disappointed at that. I knew. Kept complaining.
Yeah, the end was not nice.
Yeah.
True.
More TV series. At least they're in English. Unlike the fact that you only listen to German
I did not
rappers
say this. I did not
only
say
only German Guys, artists.
Whoever will hear this, you will hear what I said, so I'm probably
isn't
right.
Isn't it mostly German artists and mostly like
okay, yeah, can we move on to the last
oh yeah,
questions?
But by the way, I like all of the YouTube artists who sing English songs, like English pop songs remixes of English pop songs. So how can you actually appreciate a remix if you haven't actually listened to the pop songs? So he must have listened to every single possible pop song before he could have liked these YouTube artists, but actually he only listens to like German
just to make this clear
independent
sometimes
artists and German rappers, and his Spotify only has German. No, actually he has like a top hits on Spotify playlist on it as well.
Yeah, my playlists are on my blog, so you guys can see.
And Taylor Swift.
Okay, what was the biggest revelation of 2015? I don't know if there was any revelation, but I think if I can say this, I've traveled so much this year that even though it's nice to go and see places and mostly for not pay for the flights, problematic is that you have to travel and this lot of traveling is also tiring. So it's even though you have the luxury of traveling so much and seeing so many places, getting there can be tiring and maybe not so nice anymore, but maybe there come other times.
I don't understand the way you travel. Like, you want to spend one day in Vancouver, one day in another city.
I spent 3 days there. I'm not talking about like the short travel. I'm talking about like the long flights, like 20-hour flights. Those are like
My revelation is like maybe getting to know more about what I want out of travel. Like, I mean, I never want to go to museums, unlike some people, or go and see like TV towers, or you know, major historical buildings where like you can barely move because everybody around you is a tourist and holding a camera. Like, my idea of tourism is going to a grocery store and buying up like everything in it that I want to eat in a different country, and going and seeing how different the grocery stores are from where I live. And my idea of tourism or like traveling isn't about chilling out with other tourists on my right and left holding cameras, or being like a sheep in a flock of other sheep and paying money to be that sheep and walk around. Like, I don't know, it's not modern anymore. Like, what's important to the locals? Like, do you see like the locals like all queuing up in a row to see like this special tourist attraction? No, I mean, some of them probably have never even been there. I've never been in like some of the stupid tourist attractions in my city, and how does that affect my life? It doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need it as part of my life, but places where people live or hang out or shop or sit and have beers, I feel like that's what's real, not this stupid money-grabbing thing about like castles and having other tourists around and just taking pictures of it and completely forgetting it, like maybe in a month's time, you never remember it.
Yeah, but since you just said about all this, I remembered that we had an earlier question if you've visited any concerts this year. Yeah, we've done any concerts exactly when we were in Prague, right? So we went to a classical concert.
Oh my god, it's like the worst thing ever. Even Daniel almost fell asleep, and he's the one with the idea.
Yeah, but I think it still was nice. Okay.
It was all right for maybe like 10 minutes, but... Okay, I mean, I would have never gone, but Daniel liked it, so. And it was his birthday, so...
All right. Second to last question is, 2015 was in one word. What is the one word that describes 2015 for you?
Sick.
Okay, sick. I would say travel.
Travel.
I know, or beard. Beard or travel, those two words.
I think being sick just makes you appreciate being healthy more.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
All right, and now 2015 is ending, and 2016 is starting. So how will 2016 be for you? What do you expect of 2016?
Increasing my income slightly.
Not only inflation adjustment?
No.
More?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. And personally?
More. Organized, maybe. Or maybe not.
Okay. Okay, for me, I think 2016 will be very interesting and very...
You'll finish this PhD finally, I hope.
Yes, I want to finish my PhD and let's see what other interesting and
travels
exciting things will happen in 2016. Yeah. No one really knows. And there's a 10-year reunion coming up in May. I'm going to see the people I went to school with and see what happened to them. Even though I think a reunion is not that big of a deal anymore since everybody's on Facebook anyway. But for the people who are not acquainted with anymore, you see what happened and came of them. Yeah. All right, we made it.
Yeah. Oops, no.
Almost.
Take it out.
Almost all questions. Empty batteries, full SD cards. So this was our first together recording. And if you guys want, you can just comment on the things we have done or what your answers to some of the questions are. And I would like to wish everyone a good start in 2016.
Yeah. You can answer the questions on your blog, Daniel.
Yeah, if you guys have a blog.
Daniel 2.
And Daniel 2 doesn't have a blog anymore.
Okay.
He gave up on this.
Unlike you.
Maybe I paste all the questions in German and English into a document and you can fill it out and just maybe, I don't know, paste it into the comments. See you later. And we are planning on doing more together kind of podcast thingies of our travels in the near future.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. See ya. Cheers.
Doors are closing.
Wow, yeah. Would you like to come with me? I'm going on a trip. But you know what? My flight tickets are paid for. You have to pay for yours.
Yeah.
Would you like to come?
Okay, I must agree.
Would you like to have 3 weeks holiday in which you should be working? But, you know, I will be working and my flight tickets are all paid for. But, you know, you can come if you want. I mean, you can sleep in my room. I'm not going to do anything. But, you know, I'm not going to, like, buy anything for you, like a ticket or food or anything. But you can sleep in my room. At the side of my bed, because I'll be sleeping in my bed, you know. But you want to come and accompany me? So I won't be lonely. I would like you to come, but you have to pay. Google like Kylie Jenner and see what makeup and hair she's wearing. Does that count?
No, anything that has to do with Kardashians does not count.
Yeah, fuck off.
Kardashians don't count.
It's TV.
Reality TV doesn't
you
count.
You ask me, like, you don't understand, like, reality TV is never actual TV. Like, there's always scripts being made. There's an entire team planning what's going to happen or queuing them.
Yeah, but
everything is on the line. Like, people who think that reality TV is trash or it's real, it's that's ridiculous. Like, you're just a fool. You're being played by these marketing teams. You must see it for what it is, which is simply marketing and planning, very astute planning. You really think people cry on camera on cue?
I'm not.
And call that reality TV?
I'm not saying
people
that it's
who
not.
Turn up their noses at reality TV don't see it for the money flush that it really is.
I'm not saying that it's.
It doesn't count.
This is bad,
you're
but just it's just
like
bad TV.
There still
goes a lot of work into it. I see there's a lot of production, probably like, I don't know, 20 people on set, like somehow on set and involved with everything. But it's not like a proper TV show as
it
I would.
Is.
Yeah,
it's
it runs
a real
it runs
story.
On TV. Yeah, okay.
It's a, and the worst part is that it's real. Some parts of it is real. It's realer than your TV or your exciting stories or your films. The worst part of it is that it's real about people with real lives, ridiculous lives.
Yeah, but I don't want to know anything about the Kardashians, Wests, and what's her name.
But you're interested in like watching things that are like completely fictitious and
yes.
are simply distracting you from your own life.
Yeah, this is what TV does.
Yeah, and that's not healthy.
Yeah, but
I mean,
watching a fake life of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West doesn't really help either. Makes me feel good about my life, but that's it.
No way. You don't feel good about your life. Okay, forget it.
Okay, so what do you think was my favorite TV show?
I watched Kylie Jenner. It's different.